It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
Paul Ramo and Dwayne Hastad with the Garden Show on this Thursday morning. Dwayne, beautiful morning. Guess where we're broadcasting from?
Oh, that's hard for me to guess, but we're at the Lackawanna County Fair at the Heather Nursery and Floral booth. We have it outside the horticulture building, so it's pretty awesome out here. Perfect day to come to the fair and come and say hi at the booth.
Yeah, you got to love the Lackawanna County Fair, right? It's my favorite time of the year.
You know, I think it's your favorite time of the year because of the fair. And sports starting. You can't beat. I really love going into the horticulture building here. It's kind of up my alley, you know, and seeing all the plants. And I encourage everybody to come and see it. There's a lot of great vegetables and flowers in there. But also on that same page is all the, you can't beat high school sports.
That's right. And we'll be doing the Dawson Boyd volleyball match tonight with Camby. That should be a good one. Your granddaughter plays. She's playing well, Ayana.
Ayana's been doing very well. Yeah. We're very proud of her. She's middle hitter there. And Camby's going to be tough, though.
Camby's ranked number 3.
In the state. But you know what? Dawson Boyd has done very well. What, they 2-1?
Yep.
And they haven't been that for a long time, so, and a young team, so
good.
It's going to be fun to watch.
All right, let's talk about what you have outside. We're sitting amongst plants and trees. You guys got a great booth here just outside the horticulture building.
Thank you. Randy and John and I set this up yesterday. We sold out of mums yesterday.
Oh.
I had to run to Montevideo twice and get a couple batches of mums.
People walk by and say, I want one of them, huh?
Yep, exactly. And we've been here for almost 30 years, and so we kind of have similar setup every year. And this is kind of fall plant haven, okay? And mainly that one is decorative mums that people set on their steps, you know, and decorate the front of their house. And we have pumpkins and gourds and all kinds of plants that you can plant outside. Hardy garden mums, perennials, and asters and kale and all kinds of things.
So if people come here, they can actually buy what you have here?
You bet.
Oh, okay.
And you know what? They can drive right up in front about 2 feet from us here, and I'll deliver it to their car.
There you go. You can't beat that.
No. So, and we have trees here, too. I mean, Fall Fiesta maples and an apple tree, Honeycrisp apple trees, and river birch. So you can see a lot of things and all kinds of grasses. And I'm going to be here most of the day, so don't be afraid. We have a chair here. You can sit down and we can chat a little bit.
Yeah, it's a nice table and chair that we're sitting at here. Right behind you, Dwayne, what is that little plant there? It looks like peppers or something.
It is. It's ornamental peppers.
Oh.
You can eat them, but that's really grown just for a plant. You can add it to your pot.
Okay.
That type of stuff. If you have, you know, your summer pots or your spring pots are kind of shot, which most of them are.
Okay.
You can add a mum and, you know, ornamental pepper, some grasses. An aster, and get some color in there, put a little pumpkin in there. So,
awesome.
Kind of cool, but ornamental pepper is kind of neat.
Yeah, it is. It caught my eye. They're yellow and bright red, and they almost look like you could eat them.
Yeah. I got some right here, Paul. You could have this
one. Oh, that's a big one.
Isn't that unbelievable? It's a red pepper that I grew in my garden.
Oh, wow.
And haven't had a garden for almost 50 years.
Oh,
can you
really?
Believe that?
Is that right?
Well, I had a garden with my mom way back then. So let's say 45 years ago.
Okay.
And 2 years ago, I started doing a garden again. So it's been really fun. And I did some exhibits inside the horticulture building here and got a few first.
How did you do? Yeah,
I did.
How you do?
I did.
Blue ribbons there? Or?
I entered a red cabbage.
A red cabbage.
Yep.
Okay.
And got first on that one. That was pretty cool. Got a pumpkin, got a first on that. And listen to this, is a mouthful. Honey nut, butternut, baby nut squash.
Say that again?
It's a baby nut, honey nut, butternut squash.
Okay.
I got first on that,
awesome,
too. So that was pretty fun.
Awesome.
Hadn't done that since 4-H days. And
okay.
Go into the 4-H building right across the way here, too. They have lots of plants and... We're a plant store, but you know what? There's a lot of different types of things here, a lot of arts and crafts and awesome. There are a lot of livestock coming in here right now. They're unloading that. Yep. So don't be afraid to come to the Lac Parle County Fair.
That's right. Dwayne and I are broadcasting from the Heather Nursery and Floral outside booth, I should mention.
Yep.
And beautiful plants here. Dwayne, what is our plant of the week?
We
just talked about it. Okay.
Yeah, we just talked about it. You have to say Lac Parle County Fair, the horticulture building here. Come and see our booth and also all the plants and flowers and vegetables and fruits
inside
the building.
Yeah, I walked through the horticulture building. There's a lot of good Lac Parle County residents that know how to garden and plant, and they do a great job, don't they?
Yep. Teresa Keeman got grand champion on her floral arrangement with also she put different kinds of vegetables in there, too. That's kind of cool coming through that. Kathy Oden, I don't know if you saw that, has a huge, huge impatient plant in there, and that's pretty awesome.
Impatient plant. What is that, then?
It's a annual plant.
Okay.
And hers is about 4 feet across.
Wow.
It's huge. It's red, and it's a plant that grows in the shade. And it's pretty cool. And then Jaden Renning, I don't know if I'm saying that right, got grand champion on his pumpkin. And those are all pretty cool. There's a lot of great things. One of my favorite plants in there is this plant right here.
What is that in front of us here?
Knucklehead pumpkin.
Knucklehead.
Yeah.
Got little spots on it.
It's got like, looks like warty pumpkins.
Okay.
It's an orange pumpkin, and then it has kind of greeny red or greeny orange warts on it.
Yeah.
You want a warty pumpkin? It's called Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
Kind of a new one. And there's a number of them inside the Hort building.
Okay. Hey, we do have one question we'll get to here sent from us this week. Are you ready for a question?
I think so.
You're so good at answering questions. You do a good job. I don't think we've ever stumped you.
Oh, yeah.
This person says, my lawn is one of many that need to be reseeded. I just detached and fertilized and plan to overseed. Is it okay to wait until late November to dormant seed and in case the drought continues and we don't get any fall rains?
We're assuming we don't get fall rains. We always get rain in the fall. The reason that you plant your grass seed, I'm going to say that he should go put his grass seed out today. The reason that you put your grass seed in the fall, it's not just all about the rain. Warm days, cool evenings that we've been getting, that's perfect for bluegrass to germinate, okay? It gets a little moisture, you get one or two shots of rain on there, you'll have a nice lawn this fall.
Okay.
Do it today. Don't wait for dormant seeding. You never know what the winter is going to happen either. If we have a drought now, we could have a drought in the winter and you don't get any snow cover.
Yep.
The birds will eat your seed.
Okay.
Or it'll blow away.
Okay.
This is the best time to do it now. You don't want to seed, well, you can seed in the spring, but then you're going to get competition from weeds again. Right now, the weed suppression is down. You don't get that crabgrass going anymore.
Right.
So seed your lawn.
All right, and then same person asks, is it best to wait until spring to put down grub killer?
Nope. There's two kinds of grub killer.
Oh, simple answer.
What? I'm a simple person. Nope. There's two kinds of grub killer. There's Dilox that you put on next spring, and Dilox will kill the actual grub because they're going to start growing next spring, and that kills that. You don't want to put that down. You want to put a systemic grub killer that's going to stay there for a longer time, and it kills the eggs and the small larva, and that's what you're having problems with now. Put grub killer 3 down. That'll take care of your grubs. You won't have to worry about it next year.
Okay. All right. Those are our questions. Thanks to our listeners for calling in or emailing the questions to the radio station. Dwayne, this tree, you got a couple trees out here that are ready to be purchased. What are they?
Honeycrisp apple right here to our right, Paul.
Oh, an apple tree.
It's an apple tree. Okay. Honeycrisp is a... My wife and I went apple orchard hopping this weekend.
Oh.
And tasted different kinds of apples and that. And I have... Stopped on today. I have bought some apples. They're called chestnut crab apples. They used to find me when I was a little kid up in the chestnut crab apple tree eating all the apples off the tree. So I think everybody should enjoy some of that. Honeycrisp apple is a fantastic apple, good eating apple, good pie apple.
It's my favorite apple.
And get a Minnesota grown. If you read the little, you know, if you buy it in the store, read on there, that little sticker on there,
yep,
and make sure it says Minnesota grown, because Minnesota apples were developed for Minnesota. They do better on our soils instead of way out in Washington.
Okay.
Tastes completely different.
Okay.
We got 5 hours left?
Nope.
Five minutes.
What have we got? What's the other tree behind you?
This is one of my favorite trees, and it's called a Fall Fiesta Sugar Maple, okay? It's a new hybrid sugar maple. It has a little different leaves, has a little bit more serrated maple leaf on it. Turns absolutely a reddy, orangey.
In the fall?
Yellow in the fall.
Oh,
and,
nice.
You know, a lot of people buy trees because of their fall color. And we don't, in western Minnesota, we don't have a lot of bright, colorful trees.
Mm-hmm.
So start adding some more maple trees to your environment. And so Fall Fiesta Maple is a good selection there, very hardy. Also doesn't get sun scald like a lot of the other maples do.
Sun scald.
Sun scald is where in the wintertime when it's hot, cold, the water in the cells expand and contract and the bark kind of cracks open.
Okay.
So you get a wound, you know.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Gotcha. Kind of like me running the 100-yard dash with one leg. It doesn't work very well.
It doesn't work, okay.
So Fall Fiesta Maple. The other one we got is a river birch.
Oh, over there. Oh, okay, I see it.
It's a river birch clump. Clump means it has more than one stem. And it's kind of a novelty thing to have in your lawn, except all just one stem plants. Birch is hardier than maybe some of the white canoe birch or paper birch.
Okay.
The bark on the river birch is more of coppery white, and it'll actually peel, so it's a really peely-looking, gnarly-looking thing.
Yep.
I have one of those in my backyard, and I have the white birch in my front yard.
Yep.
So I really like those trees. Easy to grow around here.
I want to stay away from trees. If I ever plant a tree, I make sure that it doesn't drip maple syrup or whatever.
But you know what? A lot of those drips, I hate to tell you this, but a lot of those drips isn't the tree.
Oh, it's not?
It's the bugs in the tree. And so you know what they're dripping?
What?
Not good.
Oh. No. I'm talking about the sap or whatever.
Yeah, well,
yeah, I see what you mean. Okay.
You know, like a lot of people plant park underneath some of these trees and the aphids are dripping instead of the tree.
Yeah.
Paul, you donated a couple trees to the biome park here in Madison, and you did the river birch.
Yep.
And we're going to be planting those in the near future.
That's right. In memory of my mom, who loved art. And, you got a good project going on there in Madison, don't you?
It is
the
cool.
Biome park.
That biome, you know, wasn't lit up very brightly in the beginning, but they redid the lights. Greg Thole did the lights over, and it looks really cool at night. So when you come to the fair, you're here at night, go by the biome park. They got all the flags up, and they got the biome lit up, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, looks sharp, and you're planting trees in the park, too, for shade.
People, we had a fundraiser, and people donated like yourself, and the Fernholzes, there's a number of them, so I better not start saying names. And we'll be planting trees in the park.
All right, hey, we're having fun at the fair, the Lacaparral County Fair, Duane. It's been fun broadcasting outside. I feel sorry for you because right across the road from you.
Yeah. You know what? I've gotten to know all these vendors here. So
food vendors.
Food vendors. Well, you'll have to stay around.
And you got the authentic Mexican food booth right next to you.
And we got the cheese and steak sandwich. If you haven't had one of those, it's awesome there in the corner. And one of my best that I like is the top dog over here with the pork loin.
Yep.
That's to die for.
Yeah, you got four of the Hobo Taco this year, and right outside the horticulture building.
And you almost have to taste them all, you know, and you can smell them all right here. Hey, but stop down at Heather's booth here at the fair. Get a chestnut crab apple. We're going to register for a mom. And so stop and say hi, and if you have questions, I'll be glad to answer them here right at the fair.
All right. Thanks, Duane. It's fun always broadcasting from the fairgrounds with you.
Yeah, it's great. Everybody have a great day. Come down to the fair.
All right. That's Duane Hasted from Heller Floral Nursery, and that's another garden show here on Q92.